There are a number of facets that go into effective practice. The next few slides will illustrate a number of different aspects of effective practice. They are not presented in any particular order of importance. Since we're at a university and we're involved in this process of teaching and taking a university course, the first item we listed is university recruitment and training. This is often referred to as pre-service training, meaning that it's the education and training that you receive before entering the workplace. One aspect of eventually leading to effective practice is to recruit people to the behavioral health field and to provide them with the proper training. It's been pointed out that in most universities, the type of training we provide to students does not prepare them for dealing with the real world. It prepares them more for dealing with people who have more of a discrete, isolated problem, a particular phobia, or something that lends itself to a singular intervention. It doesn't prepare them as well for dealing with individuals who are not only dealing with complex mental health problems, but also substance abuse problems and educational problems. Also, there may be great stress in the family because of poverty and other issues. There may be many systems involved and many people involved. Much of what we provide at the university level is not relevant to addressing all of these issues. The other aspect of it is, if our system says, if our values tell us, and our research tells us that we should be strength-based, family-centered, and that we should be culturally competent, I have to tell you, unfortunately, that these are not aspects of what is emphasized in most university-based training programs. If we say that we should be individualized, and we should be flexible, and we should build in a lot of natural supports, you have to ask yourself, is this something that I have heard about in classes that I was taking? Did I hear about wraparound in the classes that I was taking? Do I know how to engage with families and people in their natural support system in a good treatment planning process? We have a long way to go, and we're hoping that programs such as the one you are enrolled in and in partnerships with other universities, we can together change the face of university training.